Now, this week's host, Tom Meredith.
Good morning. It is 7:17. It's Galesburg Live here on your Saturday morning. Thanks for being along with us on this beautiful weekend. One of the best we've had this summer. Temperature down, humidity down, and just going to be absolutely beautiful all the way through Monday. Wow. Got a beautiful man in with us here this morning.
Face made for radio, right?
That's what they tell me, too. Aaron Duke is the owner of Galesburg Academy of Martial Arts. I should say Master Aaron Duke when it comes to that. And Aaron has been involved in martial arts for years and years and years and years. And, you know, sometimes you hear benefits and this and that, but there's just so much martial arts can do for you, whether you're an adult or you have children. And, you know, with back to school coming around and, you know, even in the summer, you get at some point kids are like, I'm bored. There's nothing to do. Well, there are things to do here. And yeah, sometimes it costs a little money, but something that can really, especially, I can't think we're going to focus a little bit on how it really benefits a child here this morning. And Aaron, so how many years total have you been involved in martial arts?
I think,
so long you don't remember exactly.
I was going to say, I think Lincoln was just elected. And it's been a long time.
He's been doing about this since 1866, yeah. And he's got a
and I look like it. And I look like it.
934th degree black belt at this right. point. But no, Aaron, black belt, Taekwondo. He teaches Taekwondo, combat Hapkido, and you know, it's not as scary as it sounds. I think that's one, you know, kind of a misnomer. People think, oh well, I see the UFC and this and that. Not exactly what's going on in your gym.
No, you know, I think still. Today, martial arts is, you know, it's just televised more. You right. know, you have what I call the professional fighting series, you know, the UFCs, the Bellators, and other things like that. And, you know, and boxing, for that matter, still, if you're willing to pay $99 pay-per-view. we don't have to get into that yet, yeah. But that's newsworthy.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's average people. And when we say average, we don't mean boring people. We just mean, you know, we have doctors, teachers, lawyers, you know, people of all walks of life, all different types of backgrounds, train and then train for different reasons. For some people, it's mental. You know, they just want to challenge, you know, themselves mentally and then also physically. And then for kids, I've really been interested in the last few years as I've gotten older. You know, my youngest is on the autism spectrum, and there's been a large amount of research that we've done, my wife and I, for him. And then starting to see where they're having some tremendous breakthroughs with kids who, I don't want to say traditionally, but that's the ADHD, the ADD kids. Those kids that get that label seem to, with a consistent regimen of training, have a lot of breakthroughs. And martial arts, you know, there's so many different elements. You know, if you're doing forms, for instance, you know, memorizing a movement after movement. So kind of like Dancing with the Stars, where you have people, you know, really honestly, who are known for sports or for acting or for singing that don't know anything about dancing, having to go in and learn these choreographed movements. We joke, you know, off the air, you know, I can't remember what I had for breakfast yesterday. Right. Try to come in and nail, you know, 10 forms, which if you did 1 through 8 would be over 231 choreographed movements. Wow. From start to finish. So when you see a young child progress through martial arts and at a black belt test or at a junior black belt test, and you see them perform all of those things, to me, it's always amazing mentally what a human brain can stuff in there and then perform. It takes tremendous amounts of discipline. It takes a tremendous amount of focus, but those things don't come overnight. It's just like anything else, you know, plant it, water it. Right. Yeah, let it get some sunshine and let it grow. So,
well, as far as you mentioned with the autism spectrum and the research you've done on that, what is it? Is it the repetitive nature of working on those things? Is that
for some children? Mm-hmm. It is the repetitive nature that they get to do something over and over. You know, not every child on the spectrum is like that or has those tendencies, but you'll see quite often If you get a kid to just like, you know, just start working on some focus mitts, like, hey, let's just go like a 1-2-3 combination. So let's go 1-2-3. Now let's go 2-3-1. Now let's go 3-1-2. It's just enough of a challenge where, you know, you can see the wheels turning in their head. But for any child, not just kids on the spectrum, they want to perform well. You know, they want to hear great job. They want to, you know, have mom and dad go, that was great. That was awesome. And I think that martial arts, of course, is always, in my view, something that's so unique because it's not team related. You know, if the pitcher goes out and has a bad day, team's probably not going to do very well. Martial arts, if you have a good day, the only person that's really going to be affected by it is you.
Right.
But I got to tell you that, you know, you were talking about kids being bored and everything like that. We are seeing, not just in our industry, but it's kind of become a nationwide trend. Kids are getting less and less active physically. Talk to, you know, folks that, you know, put on swim lessons or camps, you know, whether it be baseball. You know, numbers are not where they used to be. And now I sound old because, like,
yeah, back in my day, electronic devices.
But that is it. There's a lot of distractions. There's a lot of information. There's a lot of entertainment to compete with. So I always tell kids, you can be the one that presses the buttons on the Xbox and make your character do all the cool stuff.
Right.
Or you can actually learn how to do it yourself, and that's way more impressive.
And, you know, the side benefit for, say, a child that loves to play the games, something like martial arts actually will benefit you doing that. You'll actually be better because your muscular dexterity and your concentration and everything.
Hand-eye coordination.
Yeah, hand-eye coordination. You would actually become better at it. So there's a benefit the other way, too.
There you go. So you don't even have to give up your video games.
Yeah, there you go. Well, you mentioned, like for instance, with Dancing with the Stars, you have like an athlete coming. And usually, especially the football players, do really well. It's like, well, they're an athlete. Of course they're going to do well. So they think, well, martial arts, I'm not, whether it's adult or child, well, I'm not an athlete. I was never an athlete. My child, oh, he's not very good at baseball or basketball. Has nothing to do with what you're doing in martial arts. Yeah, maybe if you wanted to go, like you said, as a professional fighter, yes, then that would require you to have some athleticism and strength in your body. But for just martial arts and what you do and learning it, not needed. And I guess in some ways, the background of martial arts, that's kind of the point, that you don't have to be big and strong and all that. Anybody can do these things, and there are ways, you know, whether it's leverage or whatever, that you can accomplish what you need to get accomplished.
Absolutely. Well, you know, it really just goes back to, you know, before we had all these wonderful, you know, techniques that have all been, you know, put together in these wonderful systems that exist out there. You know, no one really knows, and I just, this is the take I always have. There's lots of legends and lore about martial arts styles and systems and where it all came from. I always like to revert back to kind of, you know, Bruce Lee was famous for basically saying, you know, listen, until man mutates, you know, you're pretty much going to be dealing with two arms and two legs.
Right.
So if you're training for self-defense, which is a wonderful reason to train, you know, that's not just a physical thing. It's about awareness, too. It's about confidence. It's about how you carry yourself. You know, my heroes in a martial arts like Chuck Norris, he hasn't been in a fight since he was 7. You know, those are the types of people that you want to follow, because it's also about how to live life, you know, successfully, right, how to maneuver through the challenges of this world and be successful, you know, to be a contributor to society and your community. So martial arts, a lot of people are seeing it now of two people face off and they punch each other in the face and somebody gets paid a lot of money. And that's just one very, very, very tiny aspect of what you can benefit from, not just financially, obviously.
Well, right. Well, I guess also in that same vein, you talk about Chuck Norris hadn't been in a fight since he was 7. That doesn't mean he wasn't challenged, because people like him, and you have lived this, that people that know what you do, they want to challenge you. See how tough you are, see how tough they are. It's that learning to walk away from it. That's part of it, that confidence, like, oh, you're a chicken, blah, blah, you know, whatever the age is.
And, you're a stinky poop.
Right,
head.
Exactly. And, you know, being able to walk confidently, walk away from that, you know, I don't need this. Although being ready if you are attacked, sure, or whatever the case is.
Well, most situations, you know, in just daily life, mm-hmm, you're defending yourself whether you want to believe you are or not. When you get behind the wheel of a car, you know, you put your seatbelt on. That's a defensive maneuver. Not because you're going to be the person that you know, causes an accident, but it's just smart, you know, to put that seatbelt on. It's smart to look left, right, and to be alert. It's smart to not look at your cell phone. And, you know, those are all things that you can do to protect yourself. And people will probably not see the correlation between martial arts, but that's pretty much the same thing. You go out to have a dinner or maybe a drink. You know, I'm a vibe guy. And the last few years, I've really, really, really embraced that more and more. When I don't feel comfortable in a situation or in a venue or, you know, I leave.
Instincts, you know, are probably correct.
Yeah, it's just kind of, you know, I think I've lived life long enough now where it's like, you know, just, you know, not that it's dangerous, you know, just maybe not a good vibe for me, not the type of, you know, situation you want to be around. And as far as the challenges go, you know, we live in a very litigious society. You know, we get a lot of people that ask questions, you know, well, what would I do if it, you know, look, you have the right to defend yourself morally, legally. That is not something I can guarantee you because every situation is different. Walking away is the easiest thing to say and probably the hardest thing to do for one reason, ego.
Yeah.
No one likes to be pushed around. No one likes to be bullied or put into a corner, especially, you know, baby. No, I'm just kidding. sorry, it's
nobody
early.
Puts yeah.
Nobody puts baby in a corner. But you know what I'm saying? Everybody would rather be appreciated. You know, hey, Tom, good to see you. Not, hey, you know, what are you, get out of my seat, you moron, you know.
That's usually what I hear.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's usually because there's food. But I think that that's a big part of it is, you know, you can have many of the same benefits if you were, you know, involved in other sports. But again, martial arts, I think, because it requires you to be ambidextrous, which is another thing that really separates itself.
And requires you to be able to use both hands equally.
Exactly. I'm glad the public schools are served you well.
The Gilligan, that's a Gilligan's Island.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. For me, it bit me a long time ago, the bug, and I've always just been fascinated with all the different styles and just systems and things that are involved in the arts. And it's also something else too. It's expressive. You know, there are some amazing people out there that can physically express themselves through movement. To me, that rank right up there with, you know, go see the top ballet, go see the top martial artist perform. Right. It's no different.
Yeah.
You know, it really is no different. So,
you know, talking about, and we're going to come back, we're going to take a break here for news. We're going to come back and talk about, you mentioned the awareness and self-confidence. There's a, I guess I'll say a branch of something you guys teach there. And we've interviewed the person who was involved, the start of this, and Trina Pellegrini.
Oh, sure.
Talk a little bit about what you do with that and the awareness and that portion of what you teach and more about the kids and how it can benefit them as well. Master Aaron Duke, the owner of Galesburg Academy of Martial Arts, joining us here on Galesburg Live 7:30. Let's get a news update with Nick.
The top story.
Thanks for being with us here on this Saturday morning. Our guest this morning is the owner of the Galesburg Academy of Martial Arts, Master Aaron Duke, who not only a martial artist, musician, former radio guy.
Former radio guy.
Including here.
Tom's going to be high of 82 today. Mostly clear.
Currently, right now, as we speak at the present time, it is.
Yeah.
Let's be redundant here.
Brought to you by.
Right. So we're talking before the break. You talked about the, you know, one of the big things, especially for self-defense. And you mentioned, you know, the comparison to being in your car, putting your seatbelt on, being defensive. a portion of what you're currently doing at the Galesburg Academy of Martial Arts, and this is it's specific to women. It's called True Self Defense, and we you've had seminars a couple of times.
Easy for you to say.
With the person who came up with this system, Trina Pellegrini. We've got an interviewer on here, and something that that your academy is now teaching, and you know it's so interesting in interviewing her, and we talk about this that is such a big thing. It's just number one, it's just the awareness, being whether you're in a parking lot, in a store, wherever, walking your dog, being aware of your surroundings.
Absolutely. You know, Trina's got a saying, you know, live in yellow, mm-hmm. which basically just means you're cautious all the time. You're not freaked out everywhere paranoid. You go. Yeah, right. You're not paranoid. You're just cautious. You know, when you park your car, look around. You know, when you get ready to get into your car, look around. You know, if you're in an environment you don't feel comfortable in, it's okay to leave. You know, that that to me is something that I think is a wonderful progression of martial arts, because it's presented defense or self-defense and awareness, situational awareness training is now presented in a way where it's not macho. You know, it's like, Krista Van Unick is our certified instructor in that. And, you know, Krista's a mom and a wife. And, you know, it's a compliment to say, you know, she is the, you know, typical American. Mm-hmm. You know, she has a family. She has kids. She's got a husband. And she really grasped and reached out to Trina once after we brought her in the first time and was like, you know, I really want to learn how to teach this. This is something I really want to do. And Krista went through numerous training sessions and was certified earlier this year. And she was one of the first recipients of the true instructor license. So that's exciting for Galesburg.
You and by know? The way, we mentioned true. It's an acronym for trained, yeah. ready, and unafraid.
Trade ready. Trade.
Easy for you to say.
Right? Yeah, thanks. Yeah, touche. Yeah. Trained, ready, and unafraid. It's a great program. You don't have to have any martial arts training or skill, because most of what you're going to do could be taught right then and there. Like, you've never done this before. By the time you leave class, you're going to have a light bulb idea. Yeah. And we encourage people, you know, if you know Krista and from the community, you can talk to her about the program, or you can call the academy to get something set up if you'd like to train in the true program with Krista. To me, the most alluring thing of this, if you're a guy and you're trying to figure out a way to get your spouse, better half, if you will, get them some training to maybe boost their confidence, get a little active, even socially engage with some new people. It's for women by women. There's no men in the class, period. Why is that important? Because when you have experiences, where maybe you have had experience of domestic violence, you've been in a violent relationship or you've had an assault, women feel more comfortable, and maybe I'm making a judgment without having that qualified, but I know Trina has shared with me that women will open up more to her in that setting than they would come into a training class and say, you know, I had this happen to me. So there's also some healing, emotional and mental healing, that also takes place in these trainings and these seminars, which is just, I mean, you really, I don't know really how else to comment on it, except it's not just physical training. Yeah. You know, there are people that are just connecting, realizing that, you know, gosh, you know, I'm really not as cautious as I should be. So True is an amazing thing. We're happy to be, you know, one of the first in the country to be able to offer that. And as you said, you know, Trina's been to Galesburg a few times and on the air with you, and you've had a chance to train with Trina as well. And, you know, your arm looks like it's still
finally,
bends.
It finally healed.
Finally healed.
Years later, I can.
Yeah.
No longer just a chicken wing.
Yeah, well, yeah. but you can still eat chicken wings, so that's important.
That's important. You know, you talked about the awareness, and not just for women, but in general, something that the martial arts offers, and something I guarantee you do, and I have done this for a long time, and this is due to a friend, I would say probably in my early 20s, who had been a martial artist for quite a while. Every time I walk into a place, for instance, like a bar
sure.
or a club,
I know
I get in here. there. okay, there's the exit we came in. If I'm over here, there's that. Where is there another one? How do I get out of here if I need to get out of here? Things like that. And who, you know, seeing who's in there. And I was like, okay, I'm not going to that corner. I'm assuming this, because you talked about the vibe. I'm assuming that's something you do when you walk in any place.
I annoy a lot of people if they go out with me, because I don't like to have my back to anything or anyone. Yeah. And again, it's not paranoia. It's just caution.
Yeah.
You know, when you go out to like a bar, if you're going to sit at a bar and have a drink, it's kind of hard.
Right.
You know, to not have your back to people. I prefer tables, you know, close to exits or entrance doors. Those are just, you know, just, it's just how I am because I've been trained that way. And I shouldn't say I blame a lot of police officers, but I've trained with so many police officers that it truly is little things like that that most people don't pay attention to. The only reason I bring those types of things up is there has been more violence. There have been more violent episodes. There have been more people, sadly, that have decided that for whatever reason, they're going to walk into a facility or a building and they're going to open fire. Now, this is going to sound probably pretty extreme, but if you can see someone coming towards you with a gun, even if you're not able to survive that specific situation, you're going to have a jump start on someone who has their back turned.
Right.
So to me, it's like prey and predator. If you are going to try to hurt me or the party I'm with or my children or whoever I'm around at that specific time, if my eyes are focused and I'm able to quickly ascertain, oh my God, we got trouble. You know, jumping underneath the table doesn't sound very macho. Running out a door doesn't sound very macho. Ultimately, it comes down to life is not a Steven Seagal movie.
Right.
You know, you're not always going to go stand up and you right. beat up eight or nine bad guys. It's all choreographed. It's a film. But that's been shoved down our throats so much that, you know, well, if somebody gets out of line, we just grab their arm and you know, we snap them in half and then the police come and cuff them. But that awareness really, really, really is important. For me, like I said, restaurants, even on vacation, and I probably, and like I said, annoy my family. If you put me in a situation where my back is to a door, I'm uncomfortable. I really am. I'll fidget. You know, I'm looking over my shoulder, and that's just me. But
if you ever seen the movie Gross Point Blank with John Cusack, that's Aaron.
That's one of my favorite movies.
Being in the restaurant or the bar. Why do you keep looking over your shoulder?
And you know, what's funny is one of the people I've trained with was actually a fight choreographer and appeared in that movie, Benny Urquidez.
The Jet.
The Jet. Mm-hmm. And you know, and that's going back to, late 80s, mm-hmm. you know, training with Benny. And he was, you know, still is an amazing individual and person. And you know, when you have people that have been professional fighters and they fought all over the world, but they talk about awareness, you just have to focus on that. You know, last April, a group of us went down to Evansville, Indiana, and trained with Guru Dan Inosanto, who was one of Bruce Lee's best friends and one of his highest ranking students and an amazing guy, 80 years old. And you just, you're like, wow, you know, hope I move that well when I'm 40.
Right.
You know, as he moves as he's 80. But you hear these guys again talking about awareness and awareness and awareness. So, you know, that's the foundation of really any sport or activity you're going to do. If you're going to jump in the pool, you want to be aware of where the deep end is and where the shallow end is. You want to make sure where's the lifeguards.
No gators in there if you're in Florida. Yeah, absolutely. Which happens.
So, you know, that's one central focal point when you talk about martial arts or any what I call disciplined activity that's going to be a great benefit for you. So, and then speaking of a great opportunity for anybody in the area, you know, we've got Grandmaster Bill Superfoot Wallace coming to town in October.
I want to talk more about that coming up, because that is a really cool thing. We're going to take a quick break here. Master Aaron Duke, he is the owner of the Galesburg Academy of Martial Arts, joining us here this morning. I also want to talk a little more about some benefits for your kids and back to school. Maybe, you know, maybe they're not don't do as well in class as they should, and you're trying to figure out some reasons. Well, martial arts could be helpful. We'll talk more about that coming up. 7:46 Galesburg Live. Galesburg Live, thanks for being with us here on this Saturday, the 15th of July. Our guest this morning, Master Aaron Duke. He's the owner of the Galesburg Academy of Martial Arts, and we've been talking about benefits for women specifically, for adults, for children. I want to get to more, Aaron, talking about the kids. And I'm guessing in your career in teaching children, you've seen them come or their parents bring them for a variety of different reasons. One probably would be discipline problems. One probably, you talked about the benefits for whether they're on the autism spectrum or with the ADHD, that type of thing, how it can help with that. But, you know, a child maybe that's either getting in some trouble at school, so I guess that's back to the discipline, but even, you know, sometimes with grades, and maybe they just have trouble concentrating. I mean, they're another branch of the benefit of being involved in martial arts.
Well, sure. You know, we put a lot of expectations on our school teachers, whether it be preschool or whatever. And I do really appreciate the people that have brought, especially their smaller children, 4 or 5 years old in to work with us in our programs. They say things like, oh, you have the patience of a saint. You should have been a preschool teacher, things like that. Hey, I'm good for about 30 minutes. And that doesn't mean that I'm sick of the kids after that, but it's like I have, through our programs, I can be pretty efficient in small time periods. But you build off of that. Again, a lot of kids, especially because registration just opened up online for Galesburg District 205. So a lot of parents are like, got to get back to school.
Right.
If you had a kid or you have a child that has been having difficulty making friends, grades, the focus, the concentration, that's what we teach. We teach techniques how to learn to become someone who can focus. You know, it starts with lining up for class, attention stance. We have a saying that we start our classes the same way. Feet together, hands to the side, smile on your face 10 miles wide. Every kid knows, all right, got to get my feet together, my hands down to the side. Just getting a child to do that, even if they run around for 25 minutes, and I've had kids that have done that, if I can get them to do that one thing, I'll look at parents and go,
there it is. There's a win.
Don't have your expectations be that they follow every single direction and they do everything that we ask them to do. They're 4.
Right.
But if we can get them to line up, put their feet together, hands to the side, and a smile on their face 10 miles wide, bow in, get some, exercises done, loosen up the body a little bit. Now we've got 5 minutes where they're participating, they're following, they're focusing. Maybe they look over on the wall and see something. Maybe they, they get distracted. It happens, but it's our ability to try to refocus. For someone like me and most people that know me, I'm one of those squirrel, I am able to focus intently sometimes, and I struggle with that myself, and I have my whole life. I struggled in school, not in early stages. Grade school, junior high was fine, but when I got into high school, I really did struggle. I had great difficulty trying to focus on things. A lot of it for me was just, I was bored. I didn't want to be in the class that I was in. The subject didn't intrigue me. I would be writing stuff in my notebook about martial arts or music or, I was always that child that would rather be anywhere other than school. But school was something that I knew I had to do. So there were times where how I would learn, like I was learning at the time in high school, black belt forms. I would take the movements and back in the old days, Tom, I took a cassette. I had a little tape recorder and I said all the moves to my forms that I was having to learn on the tape recorder at night. I put headphones on and I would listen to my own voice, turn left, left low block, step forward, right middle punch, that type of thing. And I actually used some of those same techniques for testing. Because for me, that's how I was able to prepare more. I was always more visual learner. You could throw a book at me and go, all right, now read pages 1 through 275 and then we'll know. And I would go, is there a video?
Right. Yeah.
Not because I couldn't learn. Yeah. It's just there are different types of learners. And that's something else I want to just quickly touch base on. You have children who are visual learners. You have some who are audio learners, and you're going to have some who are a combination of both. So that also is a part of what we do, trying to help define how your child learns so that you as a parent or a guardian or support system can help them be as successful as they can possibly be. And that is one thing that I wish our educational systems in the United States did more of, because if you look at Europe and you look at how they do things in other countries, they have much more success because they don't shove one type or one method of learning or instruction down children's throats. Book learning is great. Visual learning is great. One might excel in one. One might not excel. Some are going to be a combination. And with martial arts, seeing people in front of you, yep, doing physical things, yep, you see the visual, and you're also going to get the verbal instruction, mm-hmm, as well. So if your child is a verbal learner, oh, okay, I heard what you said, I'm going to do that. If they're a visual learner, they have the ability to have both of those things available to them to learn what we're doing, and then take that and apply that to the classroom. Hopefully.
Yeah. Aaron Duke, he is the owner of Galesburg Academy Martial Arts. If you're interested in finding out about classes and everything, 299-5845, Facebook page, website as well, email Galesburg, info at galesburgmartialarts.com. All right. So a seminar coming up, October
what? 21st.
October 21st. If you, if you're especially a fan of martial arts movies, and a Chuck Norris fan in particular, the movie A Force of One, where they're having kind of a, there's a police killer out there and you're having a karate tournament, and the finale pits Chuck Norris against a gentleman by the name of Bill Wallace, nicknamed Superfoot. Yeah. Again, a martial artist like Chuck Norris. And he's done some other movies, but that's one of the best. It's kind of campy and cheesy, but it's really good.
A lot of people remember him too from his movie with Jackie Chan.
Yep.
You know, if you're a Jackie Chan fan, yep, you're like, hey, that name sounds familiar.
So Bill Superfoot Wallace is going to be coming to Galesburg Academy.
To Galesburg, Illinois. Well,
tell us about that.
You know, it's like the 6 degrees of separation from Kevin Bacon or whatever that game is, right, that I've never played, but heard a lot about. Mr. Wallace is from Indiana. In 1990, I moved to Indiana, and my instructor at the time, Ron White in Muncie, Indiana, mm-hmm, you know, joined up his school, and all of a sudden I start hearing names like, you know, Superfoot, and Parker Shelton. I start hearing all these names, and I'm like, wait a minute, those are the same names I read about in the Black Belt magazine.
Yeah.
Didn't realize they were all from Indiana. Mm-hmm. So Bill grew up in Indiana, went to school at Ball State, then, of course, went on to get his master's degree in kinesiology from Memphis State. But Bill was a full-contact martial artist, coming up just a little bit behind Chuck Norris. Chuck, mm-hmm, was a little, you know, as Bill will tell you, a little bit older, which he is. But Bill then went on to retire as a professional kickboxing champion, and then got into movies and other things. Was a trainer and bodyguard for Elvis Presley. He was a trainer and bodyguard for Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi. Has done movies again with Jackie Chan and, mm-hmm, Chuck Norris, and has appeared on Walker Texas Ranger, TV show. And he's just a fascinating, wonderful human being. And a lot of people recently have been saying, why? I don't understand the Superfoot thing. At one time, Bill was widely considered one of the fastest kickers anyone had ever seen. So someone got the idea one day that they were going to put a speedometer gun on him.
Mm-hmm.
And they clocked from his foot leaving the ground to the target in excess of 70 miles an hour.
Wow. That'll mess up your day.
So
hit you in the head.
It's like, well, let's see. If that actually connected to my face, that probably wouldn't feel very good.
But
not just because of his quickness. Bill was at a Lakers game with his then manager. Mm. And they kept trying to come up with a nickname for him because he was into, you know, he was fighting now. He was kickboxing. And his manager, you know, got up, as most people do at a sporting event, and was like, go get some food. And there was a sign up there that said Superfoot Long Hot Dog.
Oh.
And because of Bill's speed,
right,
and the fact that Bill only fought with his left side because of a very traumatic knee injury he incurred. Yeah. So Bill fought professionally his entire career, only kicking with his left leg.
Wow.
And that's a tremendous,
that's
accomplishment.
Amazing. Yeah.
But that's where it came from, was he only really had that one good leg.
Superfoot.
They ended up calling him Superfoot. Wow. Now, he thought it was kind of cheesy. But it stuck.
Yeah.
And he's going to be here October 21st. We're doing a kids seminar in the morning.
Okay.
And that's going to be open to any child 6 to 11, 12, mm-hmm. if they want to. It's going to be a shorter seminar. Bill's great with kids. Excuse me. And he's going to be working with them. And then the afternoon seminar is going to be a little bit more intensive and a little bit more challenging, but it's going to be a great opportunity for anyone, any martial artist or non-martial artist, if they want to come out and train with a true world champion and a legend, not only in martial arts, but a heck of a nice guy.
Yeah.
Come on out. So
again, contact you at 299-5845, email info@galesburgmartialarts.com.
And I'll be sure to have Bill stop down here and slap you into
oblivion.
Well, it shouldn't be too hard.
Well, that's true. That is true. Even though I know it's left foot coming, I won't be able to avoid it.
Yeah. Well, I want to make sure about you too. Bill's going to be in town, yeah. And if you're not wanting to train at the seminar and everything, there is an entry. There is a cost if you just want to watch the seminar. Mm-hmm. But Bill will be in town. We have some top secret plans, but I can tell you that we're going to be dining in Galesburg. Going out in Galesburg.
Good deal.
And I think, if you're close to where we're currently sitting now, you might run into him that weekend. That's all I'll say.
All right, perfect. Aaron, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I appreciate your time. It is just after 8 o'clock. News comes your way next.